The first poem I'm going to read is called In the Attic, and I wrote it when I was 20 years old and living in a house outside Oxford where I was a student. In the house where I grew up, we didn't have very many books or spend very much time talking about reading or what books might contain. But one of the books that I did know was The Diary of Anne Frank, and in my early 20s I went to visit her house in Amsterdam, and immediately after seeing it, wrote this poem about it. This next poem is called The Letter. When I was growing up, I remember my mother telling me a story about how she, as a girl growing up during the Second World War, had been out for a walk in Burnham Beeches outside Beaconsfield one day and had seen a German fighter plane, somehow that had got detached from the rest of its flight and was obviously going to crash, and how spooky this had been for her. And for some reason, this story stayed in my mind. And when I tried to write about it years later, I felt that the story itself wasn't enough but needed some other element introduced. So I made up another component, which was that the person who is telling this story and seeing the plane should have just received their first love letter. This next poem is called A Blow to the Head and is about just that, various kinds of people being hit on the head in various different ways. This poem is called The Spoilt Child and is about various kinds of privilege and the guilt that can attach to privilege, and it's written as a ballad. This next poem is called Goethe in the Park and is kind of miniature biography of a bit of wood which starts out as a tree and goes through various transformations. This next poem is one that I wrote after reading a book about the Crimean War, and in particular about the Charge of the Light Brigade. I was told by this book of a little detail about a dog that accompanied the horses as they made their charge, and it seemed to me to say something touching and very interesting about the futility of the whole business. This short poem about the death of Princess Diana is one that I wrote at the invitation of the Times newspaper. In the book of Job in the Bible, there's a passage which says, "The fox provides for himself, but the lion speaks only to God." My father took part in the D-Day landings, and this poem describes what happened to him on that day and subsequently in Germany during the Second World War. But in fact, he's set in England and remembers the time that I was talking to him about the war. This little group of poems, alternately sonnets and not sonnets, is all about birds, familiar kinds of British birds, some remembered from my childhood, some seen more recently. And over all of them, there's an air, I hope, of concern for the environment and their survival. And their group is called Twitching, and it has an epigraph from the letters of John Keats. In fact, from a letter that John Keats wrote to his friend Bailey on the 22nd of November 1817, in which he says, famously, "If a sparrow come before my window, I take part in its existence and pick about the gravel."